At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
It's the Son of a Butch podcast. We come to you every Wednesday with the first major just around the corner at Augusta National. I thought we would do a little deep dive into what that golf course is like. And I can't think of two better people to talk about what it's like to be on that golf course. Kessler Karain and Austin Johnson, they have both been on the bag. Kessler caddies for Patrick Reed. Patrick Reed won a green jacket. Obviously, Austin Johnson, AJ, caddies for his brother, Dustin Johnson. DJ won a green jacket in 2020. I think their insights, kind of a deep dive into what to expect on the golf course, because it is such a unique place, the fact that it's the same golf course every year. But I think the caddies probably have the best perspective of what's actually going on in professional golf. They have a ringside seat, and I think a deep dive with AJ and Kessler, you'll be able to take some stuff so that when you're watching the Masters, I think a lot of the things they're talking about will make sense. But wanted to talk to you about Rapsodo. I've partnered with them for a while now, and their launch monitors have changed the way players can practice. With the MLM2 Pro, you have a launch monitor and a golf simulator that you can easily take to the course or set up at home to play and practice. The award-winning MLM2 Pro offers 30,000 simulated courses to play, 13 metrics to take a look at what your swing is doing, and 3 video replays options to analyze your swing, all for $699.99. You can play the courses the pros are playing, all from the comfort of your own home. Rapsodo is constantly innovating with new features, and now the MLM and the MLM2 Pro allow you to capture your club head speed without ever hitting a golf ball, which is fantastic for anyone looking to gain distance with speed training. And I think everybody listening is trying to gain more distance. Go to rapsodo.com/CH3 and you will receive a $50 gift card to rapsodo.com with the purchase of an MLM2 Pro. Play your way with Rapsodo Golf. Play without limits. So as I mentioned, Austin Johnson and Kessler Karain, a really, really good pod. And if you're looking forward to the Masters, you're going to get a lot of info from two of the best caddies in the game. Kessler and AJ, you both have been lucky enough to be on the bag for a win at Augusta National. Kessler with Patrick Reed, obviously AJ with your brother DJ. I've had players on before the Masters to do kind of a Masters preview to talk about what it takes to win around there. But I think you guys being on the bag probably have as much of a ringside seat to how it's different. How is Augusta different for you guys as caddies versus other weeks? What makes that week different? AJ?
Yeah, sure. I'll start off. First thing that comes to mind is it's physically the most demanding week of the year for the caddies. I mean, to me, it's the hardest walk of the year. You know,
and AJ, you're in the gym 6-7 days a week. You both are in unbelievable shape, and it is a hard walk around that place for a week.
It's a tough walk. You got the jumpsuit on as well.
Sorry about that.
You got the jumpsuit on as well, which adds another degree of difficulty. It can be hot in April there as well.
It's nice.
Yeah. And I mean, and then outside it being the most physically demanding, mentally it's the most demanding tournament as well, because it's the biggest tournament of the year. And I mean, every shot from a caddy's point of view, there's some sort of trouble. You don't want to hit it here. You can't miss here. You don't want to do that. So for me, I'm just, I try not to think of it, but there's just so many things that you're sitting there thinking of, you know, don't do this, don't do that. It's a grueling week. I mean, I'm definitely Sunday night leaving Augusta is the most tired you are the entire year. It's the best week of the year, but it's definitely the most demanding week of the year for sure. And I'll let Kessler talk on that.
Kess, I mean, obviously we hear so much at Augusta about to win, not only as a player do you have to control what your golf swing is doing, control the shots, but you have to kind of control your mind. And they talk about it being so demanding mentally. AJ just alluded to it, but what do you find, Kess, when you're out there, when you and Patrick Reed were out there when you guys won, did you feel that it was taxing mentally, even as a caddy?
Absolutely. Everyone always asks, oh, that must have been so much fun. And you're like, yeah, after is fun. Everything leading up to that, you know, pin going down on 18 and taking the flag off is just grueling, you know, and stressful to the tee. I mean, we came into the 18 with a one shot lead. So we had to have par on 18, and that hole is a beast. And my guy is more of a draw player, but he's got a lot of shots in the bag, and he hit a perfect cut down the fairway. And right after that, you're feeling really confident because you're in the best possible position to make par, sitting there in the fairway on 18. But like AJ said, I mean, it's physically taxing, and I think also like our fitness level helps out a great deal in decision making ability, because we're not, maybe when other guys are climbing up that hill on 8 after having to rake that bunker, and then you got to get the layup number after. That's one of the worst walks ever. That's one hole, like tee shot, I go, please, everyone just hit this fairway, because somebody's going to have to rake that bunker, and I don't want it to be me. But it helps. I think, you know, when you're tired, we're not thinking maybe as much about catching our breath as some other caddy that's out of shape, and we're able to make better decisions. And at the end of the day, you know, with all the things, like all the things that could go wrong, I just feel like being confident with whatever you say and not having to look back on it. Because at the end of the day, you, like, when you finish, if you finish second there or third there, you start that Sunday night probably chalking up certain strokes here and there.
Yeah, and I think we hear, I mean, one of the things I think that makes Augusta so great is that it is played at the same golf course every year. But that also means that everybody kind of knows where the trouble is and all of that. So you guys as caddies, are there holes out there that when you get through there with a par that you're just like, that you feel even during the tournament that you feel a relief, or there's certain pin positions? For everyone listening that will watch or will go to Augusta, what are the holes that you all think are ones that are difficult and they don't look difficult on TV? Do you have one?
I don't know. I mean, for me, they all look difficult. But I think the big thing is when you make that turn, 10, 11, 12, if you can get off to a good start on the back nine there, then you know, you really feel good about shooting a good number. But yeah, you know, I feel like 10, 11, 12, that stretch causes a lot of people a lot of trouble. It's a stressful.
I agree 100%, especially 11 stretch. Now. 11's yeah. A beast.
That's,
you catch it in a wind on a cold day.
10 and 8. I mean.
So when you guys are out there, you know it's difficult, right? You know, I mean, there is danger lurking all over that golf course. But you guys have both caddied for players that have won a green jacket. So obviously, you know, there are good shots out there. Is it a mindset that, Augusta, that I think, I feel like it can sometimes lull you into this kind of defensive mode, constantly being on the defensive. So when you do get an opportunity to be aggressive, you do get a good putt, you maybe sometimes feel like this is, I have to take advantage of that. So when you guys are out there on the bag and you're talking to the guys, how do you guys balance that to where, when to be aggressive out there? Are there times at Augusta during the tournament, are there times you can be aggressive, and what are those times?
I mean, there's been a few years where the greens were just a little bit softer than they typically are. Like hole 15, that back right pin. I mean, I remember a couple of times if you hit the right bunker, that up and down was not fun. And then I remember there was one year where it wasn't that bad. Like, remember I mean, we're always in the caddy shack in the morning. You're watching on TV and you're seeing a couple shots. And I just remember seeing a couple times where I'm like, well, that usually doesn't play that. Like, it usually just runs away or it's too firm. So I remember there's a few years where it's just certain shots you can play. Or like back left on 13. Impossible up and down of that back left pin. But sometimes it's doable. I mean, especially with Patrick's hands. I get the luxury of the fact that, I mean, he makes some of the hardest chips look so easy. Yeah. So that's one thing for me where I get to look at certain shots, certain up and downs a little bit different where I'm like, ah, that's all right over there. And some guys might be like, I never want to be over there.
Do you guys prepare more at Augusta?
I would say some of that. I think Kessler was spot on with the firmness of the greens. If Augusta, the greens are firm, you're not aggressive. You might not be aggressive one time all round. You're trying to hit somewhere into the heart of the green, the meat of the green, and leave yourself a uphill putt, you know. And if it's soft like in November when Dustin won it, then you can go more directly at flags and you don't have to worry about the runoffs and not getting into bad spots and all that stuff. But yeah, it all depends. If Augusta's firm and fast, very few flags do you ever take on.
Do you guys like it? The players say they like it when it's firm and fast. Do you guys as caddies like it when it's firm and fast at Augusta?
I like it when it's firm and fast. I think it shows the teeth of the golf course a little more because you know the fans on TV, they want to see the ball, you know, rolling 40 feet away from the pin and stuff like that. And so I think so. I think the players, like, I think everybody wants the golf course to be, you know, as hard as it, not as hard as it can be, but as hard as the tournament wants it to be.
Yeah. As long as it's not in like the Mickey Mouse mode of that place can get. Especially depending on like wind conditions and everything. But I like it firm and fast because I think it plays into Patrick's game. Yeah. I think, you know, when it's firm and fast, it usually plays harder. And I think he shines in those situations.
Preparation wise, do you feel like it's a golf course as a caddy that you prepare more for? Or mentally, do you feel like you need to prepare more, go out on the course without the player, walk around, figure out where everything's going to be?
I don't know why, but for whatever reason, it's the only week of the year. It's the same course, same everything every year, and I go out and double and triple check my numbers every single year. I mean, I know move a few tee boxes to do this, that, and the other.
They make minute changes.
And the mind trick of the changes that they make at it, because I think that's the most amazing thing about that golf course is they can set it up any way that they want, right? They can set it up to where they can protect par. They can set it up to where they say, okay, we're going to let guys go. But from a preparation standpoint, it is a golf course that, I mean, you guys have played there and caddied there so many times. But I do think it does the same thing to caddies that it does to the players, that it's this Jedi mind trick to, you're like, okay, I need to make sure I've got this. I need to make sure I've got that sight line. And I would imagine for you guys, because once you guys get out there, you don't want to be in a situation, especially on that golf course, where you get a number or get a situation
that
you don't have an answer to. I've got to think that's got to be the hardest place to not have an answer to.
I mean, and caddies always have to have an answer, no matter what. There's never, I don't know. What do you think? You know, it's tough to be, but you can't ever get comfortable there.
The book there as well also gives you the least amount of information that we
really don't. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean,
it's pretty basic.
You get like the bunker numbers and stuff, but there's no like
all the regular books.
Yeah, they got pitchers. They're
not going to give you slope on any of those numbers either. Yeah. So you got to go get all the slopes. Now the slopes generally are pretty much the same, but the heads change a little bit, so it might be one off here and there. So you just always have to double check. But it's a place that just wants to keep you uncomfortable, and you can't ever get comfortable like 100%. Certain places you've seen them like 10 times, like you and LACC, or not LACC, Riviera. I feel like you're super comfortable there.
Yeah.
Like,
do you think there are any caddies that feel comfortable around Augusta National? And you would think that the two of you would feel comfortable around there caddying because you guys have been on the bag for wins.
I can answer for myself. I don't feel comfortable around there. I mean, I just don't know how anybody. Maybe Bones, he's been around there enough. Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
maybe the caddies that work there year round, but then put them in the tournament situation, and that changes, you know?
Nothing about that place makes me feel very comfortable. I mean, I love the golf course, my favorite golf course in the world, but it's definitely the most challenging golf course for caddies. And biggest tournament of the year. I don't know. I get nervous during the practice rounds, just caddying. It's unbelievable. Well,
the fans are screaming during practice rounds. Yeah. Not screaming, but like they're in every shot during practice rounds sometimes. So.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
What's more difficult as caddies to figure out around Augusta, the greens or the wind? Because I think some of the great shots at Augusta are on that 12th hole where they're in the lead and they're standing there and they're trying to. So you both agree that it's the wind.
I'd say it's more important for us to know the wind than where the breaker on the green is, because at least the player, you know, he can hit the putt and they play so much and they hit so many practice
putts. What are the hardest places on that golf course to gauge the wind from?
For me, that 6T is sneaky because you can't ever feel the wind there.
And you're straight, you're way
up straight downhill. So the ball's the par three up in the air. The par 3-6. And I don't know. I just don't ever feel the wind. 12 is obviously the
most famous example
for sure.
Just swirls.
I mean, that's what I said.
For some reason, 6, you just can't feel any wind there. And it's a tee shot where you need to control the distance. And it's so downhill. I mean, it's got to play, 10 down or something like that?
Yeah, for sure.
And I don't know. I think that one's always a tough one to give them a number to commit to.
Are there places on the golf course, guys, in the fairways for second shots?
That second shot on 15 is a good one with the wind.
Yeah, so you're trying
either elevated shots in, kind of down.
I mean, personally, just me, but 14 as well. Like, the second shot in 14, had some close calls there. Or just sometimes
you gotta
not
be
felt
spot
it exactly
on with your number because you come up a little short.
On that right pin,
impossible up and down.
When we won, we kept it short of the pin. I mean, there's maybe 4 feet over that, and it's like not a good caddy number, but definitely got a little bit of luck. And I think around there, sometimes you need a little bit of luck. Everyone who's won there has maybe a little bit of luck somewhere.
Because of the green complexes and the way that they're designed and some of the pin positions that they can put pins at Augusta are so difficult to get to, the numbers that you guys are talking about, the difference between being one or two yards out, you can have catastrophic situations happen to where, like when they put that pin back right on, AJ, you were talking about the sixth, the par three, back right, there's probably only five steps to land that. You can be posing on one and it comes up a yard short and then you are down all the way down and you're struggling to make bogey.
Yeah, you got 100 foot.
But that front left pin is where you end up.
Yeah.
You've landed at four paces from the pin. Now you got a 100 foot two putt. You know, it's, that's what I'm saying. That's one you got to be spot on with the number and you can't really feel a wind there. It's just a tricky little hole.
Obviously, the obvious places at Augusta that you have to pick up shots are the par fives. The second hole, the eighth hole, 13 and 15. How important are, and is that something that you think is in the players' heads, but is that something that's in your guys' heads where you say, okay, guys, we know this is a very difficult golf course, but we have four chances here. Talk to me about the par fives, because that's where you can make a statement, I think, as players. I mean, I know when you guys won, you guys played the par fives well, same with you. How important are the four par fives? And when you don't make a birdie there, is it hard not to feel like, man, that was a missed chance?
Well, I mean, it used to feel like that, but they keep getting longer and longer every year. So, I mean, it's 13, I don't know how many guys went for it since they moved that tee. I mean,
Well,
plus, if you don't hit a draw and kind of sling it around that corner, it's – I just don't see the – I don't think it's worth going for it with a 3-wood in your hand and all the trouble up there. And same with – I mean, they moved 15 back. I've heard they moved 2 back this year.
Yeah, so, back and a little left. But it brings that bunker now is like a little bit – it used to be closer.
So I'm
kind of happy about it because
– I just don't know how many of them are going to be reachable for if they play them all the way back.
Two be reachable for sure. Eight is one that if you make a par on – I'm never too upset about for us because that fairway is always giving us trouble. So I'm happy to hit the fairway and get a look for birdie. I don't want to like scramble for a par there, but that one I'm not too. But once you make that turn after 12, like you said, once you get past 12, that's when I feel like I want to kind of step on the gas in the year. Like, but now, I mean, things have changed. Don't get comfortable, as we said earlier.
Do you guys
just keep you not comfortable?
Not given the situation, because everybody says the back nine begins on Sunday on the 10th hole, right? Everybody says that always at Augusta, and everyone knows the drama around there. But excluding the drama that you know is out there, which nine do you think, just from a pure playing standpoint, not from a situation standpoint? Because obviously trying to win on the back nine at Augusta and get a green jacket is always more difficult on the back nine just because of the situation. But do you guys feel that there's a side, the front or the back, that you guys think is easier or harder just in your head?
Yeah. I don't know if one side is easier or
harder. It's pretty balanced
all
the way through. I mean, I feel like you get, you know, kind of one and two, even though one's sneaky, but one and two is like a nice, all right, here we go. Three, I mean, you can see some really good numbers there. You could birdie it, but it's a dirty little green too. Four, then five. I mean, I feel like, you know, four and five hit you, and then it's like you're kind of on, and then you say six, the tee shot. But then seven kind of gives you a little bit of a break if you have a wedge in, especially like that right
it's
pin.
A narrow hallway, you'll though.
Bring it. Yeah, but it's a narrow. But
tough shot from those right trees. I can promise you that.
But then eight, it's like, all right, par five. So you're always thinking there's a chance for birdie there. Nine's pretty tough on the second shot. I feel like
depending on where your drive is, because you can be hitting off the downslope or if you can get it down to the flat.
For sure. But anything in the fairway from there, I mean, I think I want to say that's more of a second shot hole. That's, you know, and then 10, I feel like can be kind of a break. But then you hit 11, 12, and then 13.
I mean, are there any easy holes out there,
no.
guys? Are there any
we're just
holes
talking
on the golf
some
course
are less hard than others.
That, okay, this is a little bit of a break.
I mean, between the par, like you said, the par fives, and you throw in three in there, and you throw in, you know, I mean, these guys are so good. 16 and 12 or you know, 7-iron and a wedge, 9-iron from 12, whatever. So you're thinking you should get looks on those holes. But then again, you know, 12, you know, you can make a 7 just as fast as you can make 2. So it's you think you want to get good looks on those holes.
There's been
make stress-free pars on all the other ones.
Over the years, I think the par threes at Augusta National throughout the history of the championship have been where some of the great moments, Tiger, Jack, all of that. Out of the par threes, which ones do you feel like are the hardest, and which ones do you feel like, if you had to rank them as hardest to easiest, which one would be the hardest and which ones would be easy?
Well, 4 is one of the hardest par threes on the planet.
For people He's that definitely have never going played there, 4. Talk us through the 4th hole as a par 3. So the distance that you play it, you guys can play it anywhere from what?
It's 240 from where they play it back. And to a right flag, you got about 3-yard landing zone over the bunker. The bunker's 15 feet deep. You can't see the flag from when you're down in the bunker. The green's pitched at 15% back to front. I mean, it is just a monster.
It's very difficult to hit the green.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. In front flags, you got, you know, it's 6 yards wide. You're trying to land a 4-iron. I mean, it's you just make your 3 and you run to that 15.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like
16, right? 16, when they put the Sunday pin where everybody is trying to make hole in one, 16 all of a sudden becomes somewhat of an easy hole when they put the pin on Sunday.
So, I mean,
pin that they tend to put sometimes on Friday, where it's up on that shelf back right.
I'm just going to put some respect on 12 because I don't want the golf gods mad at me. I'm going to say 12 just because of the wind. But also, I mean, you're right. 4, I'd say 16 definitely is. I would say if there's an easy, is the easiest one. It gives. It's just. That's got to be it. And then the hardest is, I think, all player dependent. But I would think if you took like a poll out of the 4, I think 16 wins on that's probably the easiest one, most scoreable one. Probably has the most hole in ones on it. So I'd say that's a good stat to have for making it
the
easiest. 6,
the front left pin, that's an easy hole because you just hit it long right and let it come right back down to it. But
6, you know, back right, you're like
back right pin, it's a hard hole. Same with 16. If it's left pin, it feeds right down to it. If it's back right pin, one of the hardest shots on the golf course.
I'm going to say 12 is just consistently the hardest no matter what
pin. You mentioned 12 and how difficult. I mean, and I don't think people have an understanding is, one, how short that hole is. I mean, it plays max what?
12?
Yeah.
I mean, it's usually, what, 130 like something?
It can play from
140 something.
It can play from 125 to 155. It's crazy because you'll hit
9 steps wide.
You hit anywhere from like pitching wedge, like a little chippy 8-iron if it's into the wind.
So you'll see someone hit the shot 10 seconds before you hit. Let's say everyone knows everyone's game pretty well for the most part. You play with them enough and you're like, oh, this guy just hit his 145 club. And end up long. You're like, okay, well, I'll hit it 140 club. And then you end up, and you see a guy end up like short bunker. And you're like, how is this even possible?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
When the ball is in the air there as caddies, is that one of the most nervous? Because as soon as you hit it, you're like, okay, please let us, please, please, hopefully we got this right.
Yeah, it's nerve. I mean, for pulling a wedge, it's one of the more nerve-wracking.
I'd say it's one of the more satisfying greens to hit, 100%. Yeah, for sure. When it hits the green, you're like, oh, baby. We birdied it on Sunday, by the way. It was a good. That was probably one of my favorite birdies out there.
So,
you look at the flag on 11, and it's blowing the complete opposite way as the flag on 12. Oh, yeah. Green.
And then you look at the top of the trees.
And you're trying to tell your guy, just commit to this shot.
Yeah.
And he's asking you where the wind is, yeah. And you have no freaking
You just got to be confident, though, when you say it, because they can't sense doubt in your mind, in your voice.
You give them your best guess and pray you're right.
You both worked for players at one. Go through it individually. Kes and AJ, what did Patrick, what did DJ, in your opinions, do well that week? So when you and Patrick won, Kes, what did you feel like you guys did well, he did well for the week?
For his game, I think he hit his off the tee box with the driver. He hit his driver as good as I've ever seen him hit it. And if he's in the fairway and he's hitting consistently in the fairway, I think he's one of the most dangerous guys out there. And I think he's proven that plenty of times. But that's something I remember. In practice rounds, we played with Charlie and Brett Wallman those first 2 days. And Brett was like, man, your boy's driving the hell out of it. And I was like, he is. And sure enough, when he says that, you're not thinking, we're going to win. You're just thinking, man, he's hitting it good this week. And for me, that's always a big factor.
AJ, what was DJ, in your opinion, doing really, really well the week he won?
Well, obviously, if you win the Masters, you're doing everything really well. But, the year we won, it was in November in 2020, so it was colder, it was soft. And, he obviously striked it really well, but he was really in control of his distances. I mean, I remember he'd tell him a number, and it seemed like he'd hit that number.
Which is important at that
golf course. Well, yeah. Especially there. And then when it's soft, too, because, you're flying everything. So, yeah, he did everything well. But, yeah, just really in control of his distances. Just was on top of his game. Stayed focused. I mean, it's funny. We were in the – Walhees hit his second shot on the green in 18 on Sunday. And we're walking up the fairway, and I hand him his putter. And kind of he looks at me. Kind of blank stare and is like, yeah, how are we doing in the tournament? I'm like, what do you mean? We got a birdie putt, probably 20 feet. What are you talking about? He goes, no, like our score, how are we? Dude, you got a 5-shot lead. He went the whole day without looking at one scoreboard. I mean, I don't know if you've been to Augusta, the scoreboards are massive. They're like a billboard on the side of the interstate. And you're walking down the fairway 5 minutes past these things. I don't know how you can't look at one. And he had no clue at all how we stood in the tournament after he hit a second shot into the 18th green.
It's also the type of golf course, if you've ever been there, you know when things are happening on the golf course. One of the cool things about it.
Well, there were no fans. Usually you can hear all the other roars from the birdies and stuff when we're out there. But there were the year we played, there weren't any fans allowed. So it was a little strange. And you didn't have the roars of Augusta. So it was a little weird in that sense. But
when
the pressure was still there, trust me.
But when the patrons are there, there are distinct roars from, you know, the Tiger roar, you know, the Phil roar, you know, the Rory roar. There are certain players around that course, the fans that take to them, that when they do things, you can kind of know it's coming.
You know, a birdie and an eagle roar too. You can tell the difference.
And our whole day, I mean, it was Ricky and Jordan throwing a bunch of roars right in front of us. Just added pressure. Just more like, I'm like, yeah, like I really need this right now. But, and you can just hear it every time. And, you know, 17, I think Ricky had, maybe he almost holed out, but you heard it. And then, of course, on, like, you know, we make a great par on 17. And I'm thinking, all right, two-shot lead going into 18. And I swear, as soon as I set the bag down on the tee box, you hear a roar on 18. And I look over, and someone's like, Ricky just birdied 18. And I'm like, all right, one-shot lead. Here we go. Parsky. You know, Parsky are better. And as we know, the rest is history.
When you're walking up that 18th fairway, I can't even imagine what it would be like for a player. But for you guys as caddies, I mean, everybody obviously as a player wants to win at Augusta, but I would think from a caddy standpoint, I know certainly as an instructor, as a coach, the fact that I've been lucky enough to work with DJ and he's won around Augusta for me is one of the great accomplishments of my career. When you all are walking up that 18th and you both got to do it to where you were a little different, to where you had to make a par, but there must be a moment on that 18th green where you get, I know you were crying, AJ, before he even, but it's got to be this over sensory of just like, geez, I just can't believe we did that. I mean, what was that moment like after the winning putt goes in and you realize that you're standing on the 18th green at Augusta with a player, AJ, you're there with your brother, you're there with your, I mean, a player, and it's got to just be unbelievable feeling.
I mean, woke up for the next 2 weeks thinking it was a dream. No joke. Like, was like, that really did happen. That really did happen. And the weight that comes out, like, just lifts off your shoulders. For me personally, if I could have one major in my whole career as a caddy, that would be my one. No doubt.
Yeah. I mean, we grew up an hour down the street. So, you know, when we were kids, every putt, you know, before we had to go home, whatever, was to win the Masters. And, you know, that's just been a dream of ours forever, and then to do it and be on the bag for the big bro, I couldn't hold back. I started crying.
Hell, I almost cried. I was watching it. I was in the caddy shack.
And then, I mean, I just remember not, like, I couldn't stop smiling for like 3-4 days afterwards. Yeah. It's like you said, big relief, sheer joy.
That's
excitement.
When the fun begins.
Yeah, and I think because the golf course, it's the same golf course, because we know what
the tradition,
right? Do you feel like as a caddy, as and the player as a team, when you win there, that you're almost like, I know you don't want to jinx it, but we figured it out this week. We figured it out on the most difficult golf course. Not to say that we've got this figured out forever going forward, but there must be that sense of relief as a player, as the team, of looking at each other on that 18th green and going, that is the most difficult test there is to win around that golf course with all the history. There must be that sense that we figured it out this week and we got it done this week.
Absolutely. Felt like you cracked the code on a safe, you know?
So, yeah, well, I mean, 100%.
And it opens up, and
especially from caddies, because it is the most challenging, both physically and mentally. And you know that you do feel like a huge sense of accomplishment when you are successful around that place, because it is so challenging.
Yeah. Well, I know you both can't wait to get there, and hopefully there's more green jackets available for you guys. But I think to win around that place is pretty special, and for you two to do it is it's got to be pretty special for you guys. Thanks for talking to us.
Thanks for having us.
Appreciate you.
So I think that was just some fantastic insight from AJ and Kessler. And I think you can hear them talking about what it's like to be on the bag. And I've been going to the Masters, you know, really, I think the first year I went to the Masters was 1987. My grandfather was still alive. But it is such a special place. But as a coach, you're nervous when you're there. You're nervous about what's going to happen. And I can't even imagine what it, I can't imagine what it would be like to play, but to carry the bag and be on the bag for a player that, that wins a green jacket, I think it is pretty special. And I think you, you'll, you can hear that in the way that Kessler and AJ talk about it. I think it's super, super exciting. I think everybody, I think we need a major. I really do. I think with everything going on in professional golf, I think we need a major to kind of just get everybody talking about golf. And hopefully at Augusta next week, we're talking more about golf than we're not talking about golf. And we're talking about what's going on the golf course. And hopefully we, not hopefully, I know we will see some great golf. I think we have some great players peaking at a right time. And I think this Masters, the 2024 edition, I think it is going to be something special. I, for one, am looking forward to it. I'll be flying up there Sunday night after the Live Miami tournament. So can't wait to get up there. I want to thank everyone for listening. Son of a Butch comes to you every Wednesday. We will see you next week.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Because there's nothing like a weekend pause with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.